Hey, Mama, is the number one dream in your heart to have more time to be present with your kids? Do you wish you could be present enough to help create and instill godly character, yet you are so busy with work, drowning in the to-dos, the laundry, and the carpool lines? Hi, I'm Michelle, a mom to three energetic kids, wife to an amazing guy, and daughter of the king. For years, I tried to manage my home while struggling to still have time to pour into my kids. The guilt was overwhelming, and the to-do list just kept growing. And I was completely overwhelmed and stressed until I realized that I could create systems in my life and my motherhood that would change everything. In this podcast, you will learn time management, batching, habit stacking, setting boundaries, home organization, outsourcing, and you better believe we are going to be dishing out some chores so we can create hours of intentional time to pour into our kids, since that is our number one priority as vibrant moms. Grab that lukewarm coffee. Let's stop time. Hey friends, welcome to the Busy Vibrant Mom podcast. Oftentimes, we feel invisible as moms, or the fact that our work and day-to-day tasks don't really matter. We often feel, right, that we're just doing the same thing day after day with little or no appreciation or praise. Sometimes our family praises us, right? My kids are really good at saying thank you, especially when they see that I'm stressed and like, I've been doing all these things. They're like, I think it's almost that they just don't want me to explode. So they're like, thanks, Mom. Thank you. You know, calm down. But oftentimes it is the opposite. We're feeling exhausted and drained and overwhelmed and maybe mentally tired and just kind of run down through our day, right? There can be so many different hats that we're wearing, different things that we're doing. But I'm here to let you in on a little secret, that your work really does matter. One quote that I love that I've heard recently is that when you look back at your life and you look back at your kids' life and they kind of look back, that you will realize that all those little things that you were doing every day, those family dinner times, that walk to the park together, driving back and the conversation you had from school, all those little things were actually really big things. They really allowed your kiddos to open up or to be seen and heard. And so in their minds, they were actually really big things, which sometimes in the midst of our day, you're just going along and you're like, well, I got to drive you back home. Here we go. But I just want to encourage you today and just celebrate you and remind you that your work really does matter. And that you are caring for little ones and you are doing big things. So if you're driving, just listen. But if you have your hands free, grab your planner or a journal or kind of somewhere where you can write these things down, because we'll be going over some really uplifting benefits to being a working mom and that your work really does matter. So we're going to list off those benefits and hopefully give you a little bit of extra joy in your day today. Let's dive in. Now, I remember the first time that I felt that what I did as a mom didn't really matter and it wasn't really valued in the world. That's really fun, isn't it? When you first realize, oh, not everybody in the world sees what I'm doing as valued. It was when we were working with somebody to set up our will and our trust and all that kind of thing, right? All the fun adulting things. You're like, really? But they suggested us get a life insurance policy. They said, okay, your husband needs to have life insurance policy and you need to have a life insurance policy and it should be about this amount. So we thought, okay, great, no worries. So we worked with USAA And we said, okay, these are the policies that we want. We want to be covered for this. This is what we do, all the stuff. And so they went through all that, all the, you know, health stuff, blah, blah, blah. But when I was talking to them, they said, oh, your husband makes this much amount of money, so we can give him this policy for this. But for you, we can't give you that policy. We'd only be able to give you about half of that or quite a bit less because you're not worth that much. That's basically what they said. They said, you don't bring any money in, because at that time I was not working from home. I was a stay-at-home mom. And so I was caring for our three little kiddos that were like under the age of six. And so that was my full-time job. And they said, no, I'm sorry, you're not worth that amount. So we're not going to write a policy for that. That you're not worth it. You're not bringing home any money. So you're not seen as valuable. And that was one of the first times I like realized, you know, our world and our society often doesn't really connect with what we're doing as moms. Whether we're working, whether we're volunteering, whatever it be that we are doing, that oftentimes the world doesn't see as what we're doing as valuable. So I just want to encourage you with that, that I've been in your space where I have felt weary and discouraged, that I'm just not valued to the way that I would think the job and the things that I do are valued. So just jumping in there with that. But as we continue, I just want to encourage you that there are so many things that working moms and regular moms and moms who are volunteering and all the things that have so much benefit of you working and doing stuff and just being a mom. And there are so many benefits to your kiddos and your family and yourself. We're just going to go through a few of these. Now, I know you can probably find more. We're going to talk through just 18 different reasons that you should feel excited and empowered about your work and where you are and what you're doing. Now, these 18 things I actually got from a speaker at the MomCon speaking event. So MOPS, which changed their name to MomCo, has a huge annual event for moms. It's incredible. I highly recommend you go. I think the next one is in September. You might just Google it. I'm sure you'll find it. The next one they're having is in Denver. And so they have one every year all across the country. So last year it was in Chicago. Before that, it was in San Diego. Before that, it was in Nashville. And it's just a really fun weekend where tons of moms get together and they hang out. It's like a trip with all your best girlfriends and a huge music concert and praise and amazing speakers that just pour into you and you come away feeling incredible. Also, it's a great time just to get away from your family and then you love them even more when you come back. So if that is something that you're interested in, look it up online. I highly, highly recommend it. But I attended a talk there, and one of the speakers was just talking about all the benefits of being a mom, being a working mom, and just these benefits that I hadn't really sat down to think about. I don't often reflect on things for very long. I kind of move in one direction, and I'm kind of an action taker rather than reflection thinker and feeler. And so I'm learning to kind of work on that. But one thing that just helped was all these things I had not thought of. And they were so encouraging. So I just wanted to share them with you today in the hopes that maybe they would be encouraging for you in the place and the space that you are in. So these all talk about the benefits of being a mom, being a working mom, volunteering, doing something with your time, which we all are doing something with our time, right? I don't think I know anybody who's sitting around the house watching soap operas or watching TV or just scrolling through their phone for hours and hours and hours while eating bonbons, right? So we all can attest to the idea that we are busy, we're running around, we're doing lots of things, but that we are getting tired and weary. So If you need a little bit of uplifting, as I said, I encourage you to grab your planner if you have a planner, because then you can look back on it. You can put it on one of the pages that is, if you have the Horatio planner, they do quarterly assessments. I love putting stuff on kind of the quarters to look back on. Or in the very back of the planner, there's lots of extra room and pages. So there's pages just to journal and to write. So these are things that I would write down. All right, go ahead and number up your paper if you have one. If not, just listen, because there will be 18 things. So number one is creative expression. As you know, creative expression in your work, in what you are doing. Number two, mentally challenge. So your work provides mental challenge in your day. You are often asked to do all kinds of things and mental hurdles that you may not have chosen to do otherwise. It's an opportunity to gain new skills or knowledge. Oftentimes, especially in podcasting, there'll be things where I don't know how to do something. I don't know the tech of that. I haven't worked with that software before, or that email system, or whatever it might be. And so there's always opportunity to gain new skills and knowledge. To make a difference. I think this one is huge. Whether you are a work from home mom, whether you are volunteering, whether you don't do any work outside the home, this one is huge because you are making a difference every day in your kiddos' lives, in the lives of other people that you touch. You are making a difference. Number five, financial provision. Now, if you are working and bringing in an income, that is great. That is financially providing for your family to do other things and to have money to do the things you want to do and to provide for your family that way, which is huge. If not, it's okay too. Number six is deploy your gifts and talents. So we are each created uniquely and differently. God has created us with different gifts and different talents and different things that we are good at. And the opportunity to work and to engage with others just encourages those gifts and talents. You get to see which ones you're really good at, and maybe something that comes easy for you is difficult for somebody else, and that's how you can step in and help. Now, for me, this really rings home because that's why I started this podcast. I started it to help other moms. I love organizing. I love managing my time. I'm a big picture person, and it's easy for me to kind of look at my whole schedule and figure out what kind of things I need to do to change things up to have the schedule I want. And so that's what I felt can be tricky for other moms, especially other working moms who are trying to do all the things and are just in the mess of it and don't have a really good overall picture of moving these different pieces can create this and create this schedule that you want and give you more time. So that's in a nutshell why I created the podcast and how I love to help my listeners and why I love to coach and how I help my clients redo their schedules so that they just have more time to connect, more time to do the things that they want to do, and more time to lean into the gifts that God has given them. If you need any help with your schedule, or you just feel overwhelmed at looking at it, like that doesn't come easy to you, that's not something of being organized and figuring out how to move things around in your schedule doesn't come easy. And you're kind of like, I don't know, I'm in the throes of it all. I'm just trying to get from point A to point B without having to go to C and D and all the rest. Then give me a call, my friend. I would love to connect. You can contact me at coaching, C-O-A-C-H-I-N-G, at birdmichelle, birdmichelle.com. And I would love to just connect. So if that is an area that you are needing some help with, let's connect. All right. Number seven, to cultivate friendships. Now, you meet so many people. I've met so many amazing people through podcasting, whether it be through different other podcasts, or maybe it's other people who do podcasts, or just other social groups that you're in, or learning groups, or if you're learning from some person, you're usually in a class. And so other classes and things I've learned, I've built a lot of really great friendships through podcasting. So whatever your job might be, whether it's working at a church, whether it's volunteering, whether it's handing out food, whatever it might be, it gives you the chance to cultivate new friendships in that work that you are doing. Number 8, to model value of work to your children. So you're modeling that you value work, you value things that you are doing with your time. I think it's often encouraging when I can give my kids kisses and say, okay, you got to go wait for the carpool. I need to hop on a meeting at 9. Daddy's on a meeting and I'm on a meeting. So it's your job to be responsible, make sure your backpacks are packed up and get yourselves outside so that the carpool can pick you up. I'm going to hop on this meeting, or I was late to pick you up 5-10 minutes late because I had to finish this meeting, or I was doing this. And it gives them an idea of the value of work and that I'm doing something with my time too. And that as my kiddos are growing older and they don't need me quite as much, especially when they were just super little, the main goal was that they didn't die. They're out of the house for a majority of time when they're at school. And I want them to know that I'm working and I'm doing stuff with my time. I'm not just sitting around the house, like waiting for them to come back and pining at the front door, that I'm doing stuff and I'm busy. And sometimes you'll need to wait in how that interacts with your schedule and my schedule, but I can't just drop everything for you. So I think that the value of working really does model that and help your kiddos feel that the earth and the, you know, the universe doesn't revolve around them. Number 9, physical activity. Now this one, you know, yes, physical activity, you get up, get working, get doing stuff. But I also think more than that, it makes you just plan your day. Like if you are working and you know there's set hours where you can't go for a walk, you can't go run outside, you can't go to the gym, it makes you plan your day differently. So I think physical activity, the benefits of working is just that you're getting up and moving. Number 10, a sense of accomplishment. I think this one is really big because you do have kind of a sense of accomplishment, whether you are working for financial gain, financial provisions, or whether you're volunteering. You have a sense of, I'm doing something to help. I'm doing something that is accomplishing some good in this world. And so it can be encouraging. This is also a sense of belonging. When you're working, you're usually in one industry and you have a sense of belonging to a group. Even if you are a sole entrepreneur, or like I am, like a podcaster, I don't have anybody necessarily that I'm working with, I still identify with a certain group and I feel a belonging to other podcasters and other entrepreneurs. The use of education and experience or expertise. This one can be tricky. I know in college I studied business and that was fun, but I don't always use what I studied in college, and other people may not either. But I think this kind of runs into the other benefit of knowledge and information and gaining new skills, that kind of thing, that you are educating yourself and experiencing different things. Number 13, a sense of purpose. Now, this one I think is really important because it gets you out of bed every day. What is it that you're doing? What is it that drives you? What is it that you are excited about in your day? This is a sense of purpose. Number 14, learning from others. I have to say this is a big one, especially with podcasting. Others, as I said, there's lots of things I'm learning or not knowing how to do. And so I love going to, that's probably one of my downfalls, but I love attending different seminars or webinars that are free online, or listening to other coaches or other people talk about just all kinds of different things and expertise. So I just love learning from others. And it can be so much fun to think about things in new and exciting ways. Number 15, helping others succeed. So I think this is kind of a new concept. And just the fact that oftentimes our society is very much into competition. And so it's seen as if you are succeeding, I can't. If you have this beautiful house or this car or this other thing, I can't. So there's oftentimes a discharge next to each other, like you're kind of fighting against each other versus you're working together. So instead of competition, it's really important to help others succeed, to lift other people up. I have found that more often than not, when you reach in to help somebody that maybe is on your same path, further down your path, it is so much more beneficial than if you are competing with them. So reach in and help other people succeed. Number 16, self-expression. This, especially if you're an entrepreneur, you can do anything you want. You can make your website look the way you want. You can make your cover art for my podcast. You can make it look whatever way you want. You can design your podcast any way you want. You can do short episodes or long episodes or just mini episodes. You can have guests. You can have no guests. It's all self-expression, however you would like to do it. So I think in that sense, you get kind of creative and fun. So in your position or your job, you may have lots of opportunity to have self-expression. Number 17 is service to others. Now, I think this one is different than helping others succeed. Helping others, I think of somebody who's in your same sphere of podcasting or working at a church or whatever it is. And it's linking hands with your other fellow coworker or person and helping them. Serving others is serving the people that you, for example, that I'm talking to. So you, or serving, if you're in a church or something, serving your community, serving your congregation, serving other people. Who are you serving with your work? Who are you giving back to? And number 18, my favorite, is joy. By doing what God has called you to do, the talents and the gifts that God has given you, by doing those things that God has called you to do and interacting in whether it be work or part-time work or volunteering, but interacting with all these different things that we've talked about, joy is a huge benefit that you get just by working and doing what God has called you to do, because it will light you up inside and you will know that you are in the right vocation. You will know that you are in the right place. So I really hope that this episode has kind of lifted your spirits and given you just a warm hug from across the internet, from me to you. As moms, we don't often get a thank you or job well done. That was great, mom, that you made my lunch. But I hope that you know that you are seen and you are heard and your heavenly Father knows you and knows the work that you are doing and that your work matters, my friend. It matters a whole lot. So until next time, have a busy, vibrant day.
Did this podcast bless you?
Did you learn something new?
Did this podcast encourage you?
Please leave our mom a review. Pretty please.
I hope you loved today's episode, friend. I pray it blessed you, encouraged you, or challenged you in some new way that is helping you. If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with someone else that needs community too? I also would love if you could take 30 seconds for me and leave me a review on Apple Podcast. This is the only way that I know that you are actually enjoying the show and that it is blessing you. Plus, it makes me happy to hear from you. Come on over to our free community, birdmichelle.com, and grab your free gifts. I have free productivity programs and everything you need to know about working with me, taking my courses, or connecting. Lastly, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss an episode.